Okay, so the question is, if there's a death in the family and people are very emotionally upset by that, is that going to make it hard to get into samadhi? Yes. The Buddha advises the monks and nuns, and lay people too, if you know where to look in the suttas, especially the monks and nuns though, the more detachment we have from other people, like emotional detachment, the more equanimity we can cultivate, that, you might say, kind of cushions us emotionally when these really, really tragic things happen, like when somebody in our family dies or something. If we've been practicing equanimity and we kind of get, you know, skilled at that, yeah, then if someone close to us dies, it is going to hit us. It is going to, you know, we're going to feel awful. But there's this skill where that awfulness can be transcended with equanimity. One can be sort of equanimous to this loss. Okay, so sort of both things happen at the same time. It feels awful. And one doesn't like repress it or ignore it, which would be kind of one extreme. Nor does one get lost in the grief either. That would be the other extreme. Just being overcome and lost in that grief and overwhelmed and crying and, you know. So there is this ability to kind of tolerate it and accept it and kind of patiently endure it. That's the thing in the middle of those two extremes. Okay, so don't repress and don't get lost either. But it's sort of like tolerate, accept. And then one can have equanimity in addition to the awful feeling. Yeah. And that's what an advanced practitioner can do. Many of you on this retreat, okay, maybe nobody in your family has died recently, I hope not, but you are going to be probably facing, just like I was saying yesterday, various, backlogged emotions, you know, kind of emotions you might have been running away from in your life. Stresses, you know, concerns, worries that you weren't maybe ready to face. And now you're here, and you can't turn to your smartphone for distraction. And now those emotions are catching up to you, perhaps. And it isn't easy. But can you tolerate it? Can you accept it? Okay, so that unpleasantness is there. We're not repressing it anymore. And we would like to get to a place where we're not lost in it either. Okay, so if you do get lost in it and your mindfulness is just too poor, okay, you're going to have kind of a bad retreat. I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. It can be difficult, very difficult. I'm kind of laughing at myself because I went through that. My first few retreats, there was a lot of that. I can look back with perspective now. At the time, it wasn't funny at all. It was very, very difficult. But the practice is our refuge. That's why we take the three refuges. Refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. That's what we resort to as we face this difficulty. Okay? It's almost like a storm. You know, think of a boat on the ocean in a storm, you know? and the storm is so bad, if people aren't careful, they'll be thrown off the boat into the water. And what they would do in ancient times, the boat would have a mast with sails. So they would go and they would hold on to the mast for all their dear life. You know, they would cling to that mast with like a death grip, you know. Like if you let go of the mast, you're flying into the water and that's the end of you. Practice can get that challenging on a retreat. Hopefully it doesn't happen to you. But if you're having really difficult emotions come up, your object of meditation is the mast that you better hold on. Hold on to your breath. Hold on to your body. That is your that's your refuge. Yeah. Yeah, there were times in my those first two retreats I did. Oh yeah, I was clinging to the mast of that stormy ship. Oh yes. And for days, like this was for like 8, 9, 10 hours a day. For days this happened. It was that bad. It was really bad. Now, the very, very odd person, I mean one person in like 100, one person, yeah, it's about one person in 100, they will have psychological problems that are so challenging that they probably shouldn't be there at the retreat. And every retreat always asks questions before you can come, you know. Have you been to a psychologist about, or a psychiatrist, you know, have you got a disorder of some kind, you know, a diagnosis? Are you on any psychiatric drugs, this kind of thing? And those people do need to be screened out. Because if trauma comes up that is so, so bad, yeah, this, the retreat organizers might have to actually call the, you know, the sanitarium to come get this person. It can be that bad. Yeah. So, you know, this is pretty serious. You know, as these unpleasant emotions might arise, you know.
At least the practitioner must be very brave to overcome all this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the question is the practitioner has to be brave. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this might just be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, coming here. This might be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. Hopefully, it's not that hard for you. But maybe for some of you, you know, I don't really know who, but just wait till about day four or five. If something hard's going to happen, it'll happen about right about there. Anyway, I don't want to scare you, but you know, the object of meditation is the refuge. Yeah. And now, if you do face these difficult emotions, difficult feelings, and you manage to kind of like give them their due attention, okay? You patiently endure them. They do eventually settle down and go away. And what almost always happens is there's some big reward at the end. You have this wonderful heavenly euphoria. You sort of like break through, you know what I mean? It's almost like the stormy clouds finally break, you know, the storm is over. And then the sunlight shines down, you know. You kind of get the God rays or whatever, they call them God rays. You know, those kind of like rays of light come down. And like, and you like feel like you're in heaven, right? Yeah, so, and then it's worth it. You're like, oh, well, for this, oh, it was worth it. Yes. You feel like an angel who just flew into the sky. So, yes, it's worth it.